Indeed, yes. One of the objectives of the African Union mission for Mali and the Sahel, which is led by former President Pierre Buyoya of Burundi, is to assist the Malian authorities and the parties to get to these inclusive talks, which we hope will lead to a greater amelioration of the security situation, but also a definitive resolution of the conflict, including the military aspect in terms of the demobilization and reintegration in whatever way the Malians would agree of former combatants of armed movements.
Now, what do you think are the prospects of the talks, especially when there have been recent skirmishes, some armed groups attacking unarmed civilians, scores dead or injured? There seem to be some quite a little bit of rumbling up north.
The essence of the talks really to put an end to these skirmishes. So the fact that the parties, government and armed movements, are assembled to have these talks, we want to suppose that there is trust, there is commitment, there is willingness. And so long as you have these conditions met, the prospects of they reaching an agreement are great. And the African Union, in conjunction with other regional ECOWAS, that is international, UN, the European Union, others, in conjunction with these actors, will do everything it can to ensure that we reach a conclusive agreement at the end of this process.
Will the AU be at the table when these two parties or these parties meet in Algeria during the talks?
That is the idea. The idea is to have an open, transparent process in which not only you have one lead facilitator that could be the Algerian authorities, but which would be supported by international actors such as the AU, the ECOWAS, and the European Union, because those that are representing these organizations on the ground or at their headquarters have a wealth of expertise and experience, bringing which to the table can only enrich the process and help the lead facilitator to reach this conclusive agreement that we are all looking for.